Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all. That's right, from the Bronx here in New York City. And I just wanted to say a couple things in this podcast episode today about this past Sunday's gospel reading. But before I do that, I want to give you the gospel. This is from Luke chapter 6, verse 17, and then it jumps to 20 to 26, if memory serves. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all of Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes towards his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude and insult you and denounce you, your name, as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. From their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. So, my mind has really been stewing a lot on the two great commandments that Jesus gives us when he's asked about the law: love God with your whole heart and love your neighbor as yourself. In my mind and my heart's been really stewing on the reality that, how do I want to put this? I've heard this several times before from a variety of different people, from different journeys and et cetera within the church, you know, well, proof that you love God is your love of your neighbor. And I always really worry about that because it's like, well, you know, if I just really do a great job for my neighbor and I love my neighbor, you know, that proves that I would be very careful about that because we can have twisted forms of love. Our love, quote unquote, our love can become rather idolatrous if we're not happy. And then it really ceases becoming love and it becomes like a compulsion, for lack of a better word. And that's why I think this Sermon of the Plain, as it's sometimes called, Luke's understanding and gift of the Beatitudes as he has received them within his research, but also he puts the woes with him. And, you know, this understanding that Luke gives us through his gospel, I think is of the utmost importance, putting the sort of four Beatitudes with the four woes. And just a couple thoughts on the woes. Now, these four woes show us four ways people try to satisfy their heart, which, of course, is impossible because our hearts are made for God. But these four woes present to us some very seductive comforts. Now, you may have heard many homilies about, you know, the rich people and greed and avarice. Yes, those are all terrible things. But it's the attachments of the heart. And each thing within a woe shows a different attachment of the heart. So it's not sort of Jesus condemning some capitalistic system or some, you know, repressive whatever. He's going to the foundation of each human heart and how it can hunger for the wrong thing and bring about its own destruction, particularly in the life that is to come. So these can be very seductive comforts. And he's very terse in his words in order to wake us up so we won't fall prey to that seduction. So first off, he talks about the rich, about being rich. The temptation of having money is a true force for evil. You cannot serve two gods, God or mammon. You can't serve both. Just look at, and I'll say this about my area here in the Bronx, we have a lot of death that happens here. Why? People are willing to sell drugs. Now, well, maybe they've had this in the background, they've had this, and we can do a lot of excuse making, and there's probably some really bad things that's happened in those drug dealers' past, but at the end of the day, they still have made a choice to sell drugs, to abuse their neighbors through those drugs, and go after each other in order to get more of the market share, in order to increase in wealth. Because if you don't have tomorrow, get while the getting's good, I suppose. Then there is the stomach. Gluttony dulls the mind and heart and makes a person lazy. We've seen that through obesity crisis that's really going on in the States. Why would a person strive for anything that is good in this life, particularly if it's anything good that requires some work, if they can just keep their stomachs full? And then we're told from Jesus about the woe of laughter. Now, of course, laughter is an important thing, particularly when laughter arises from a joy-filled heart. So what is Jesus talking about there? Well, laughter here, within that context of the woe, is about being sort of entertained. thus causing the mind to be distracted from what is necessary to care for one's life and the lives of those that they have been entrusted with. Becoming too distracted from what is necessary, being caught up in what is unnecessary. And then finally, there is pride. When a person seeks the esteem of others so their name will be honored, the soul becomes blind to the needs of others around them. Because if you're a prideful person, you're all about sort of working your name up and having people give you their praise and their glory and etc. If someone can't do that for you or won't do that for you, why would you even bother looking at them in the first place? These four woes, they're very destructive temptations of the soul and body. Again, these temptations try to offer us a way to have a quote-unquote satisfied life. But what they offer is a lie. And that lie will steal the life of a person. You trust me on that. Causing the death of both our souls and our bodies if we are not careful, my brothers and sisters. In these four woes, we see the tools that our own idols that our twisted hearts at times can produce. These idols use these temptations in order to control us. And they will have their clutches quite deep in us if we embrace these temptations. If we keep ourselves free from these four temptations by embracing the four blessed states given to us by Jesus, which were poverty, hunger, weeping, and courage, we begin to become conformed through the love of Jesus to be like Jesus and won't be slave to these idols no longer. So maybe in a future podcast, I might talk about the four beatitudes that the Lord gives us in sort of Luke's gospel today, but I really wanted to focus on those four woes. You know, they're kind of really unique to Luke, and they just present us a hard truth about our reality. You know, and the seduction that comes through a variety of things that seek to grab our attention, to dull our senses, and to keep us from perceiving the good things of the Lord. So as we continue to journey along this pilgrimage that is our life, my brothers and sisters, please know that I'm with you, I'm praying for you, and may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here on this podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review for us. It really does help us. Also, if you want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, blog posts, pictures. You can also have a contact page there. There's links to my YouTube channel and the videos you can watch through there. A litany of awesome, amazing Carmelite things. That is thefrankfriar.com. Also, if you want to communicate with me, email me through the website. Or if you're discerning a vocation to religious life and or the priesthood, and you're a man or a woman, you know, thinking about maybe becoming a Carmelite nun or a Carmelite friar, go to the vocation tab and send me an email through that. Thanks again. Know that I'll be praying for you.